When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, the diagnosed narcissist that uses my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder, because there's a lot of you out there. Today's episode is going to be all about the new supply or the next person. Everybody asks me so many questions about the new supply. Are they treating the new supply better? That's one of the main questions I get right there. All about the new supply. Question number one, are they treating the new supply better? Typically, the answer is going to be yes, because the new supply, the next person or whatever, is going through the love bombing phase. And you know how the love bombing phase was with you if you went through that phase with the narcissist. Like, they're going to give you everything that you want and need. They're going to give the new person everything that they want and need and ask for. And there's a caveat to this as well, because when they move on to the new supply or the next supply, the new person or whatever, they're going to give the new person everything that you wanted and needed as well. Because guess what? They know that you wanted and needed it, and they know it works. This is what, like, I'm a man, so this is what women want. This is what I think women want, because you wanted it. I know that it works. So I'm going to give it to the new person because I know that it works. I know that you wanted this specific type of car because it's fancy, blah, 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 this. So I'm going to give it to the new person. I know you wanted to go to Puerto Rico because this is where you were from. This is where you always wanted to take a trip to Puerto Rico. So I'm going to give the new person that. And you, a lot of times you are watching this. Like, especially if you get discarded, you are watching this transpire in front of your face, and it hurts. That's why they say don't watch, because the narcissist knows that you're watching. Like, we want to make it seem like we are the happiest as we can be. And sometimes, and realistically, honestly, the narcissist feels like we are as happy as we can be. It's not about the grass being greener. It's about it just being different grass. Sometimes we feel like this person might fit us better. You know what I mean? But the dynamics of the relationship don't change. The next person, the new supply, the process is going to be the same. It's going to be the idealization phase, the devaluing, and then the discard does happen. A lot of times the new supply, if they know you, if we have triangulated the new supply against you, if we have turned the new supply against you and made it seem like you are crazy, you are a bad person, we left you because you're terrible, you treated us terribly, that new person is going to go harder for me. The new person, the new supply is going to go harder for me. Because sometimes I'll be telling the new supply, the narcissist will be telling the new supply things that you didn't do to get them to do it. Hey, but my ex never like give me back rubs. Like, I'm a back rub person. So guess what you want to do? Because you know I'll leave people. I left her for you. You know I leave people. So I'll leave you. So guess what you start doing? You start giving me back rubs. So I can use my technique. I can triangulate you against the new supply, especially if you know this person. So if the new supply, if you know the new supply, the new supply will work extra hard to make this relationship work because they think that they are better equipped to handle the narcissist than you are. They think you got treated so terribly because you weren't ready. You didn't deserve me. So they're going to work harder. They're going to tolerate more than what you tolerated. They're going to put up with more a lot of times than what you put up with, because guess what? They want to make it work, because a lot of times, especially these new people out here, will go extra hard on social media for the narcissist. They go extra hard. Like, this is my boo. I'm going to make it work. Like, he been treated terribly his whole life. He finally got a real one. He finally got him a ride or die. That statement right there, ride or die. A lot of people want to be, they think it's ride and die. It's not ride and die. It's ride or die. Sometimes you die. You don't just ride sometimes. Sometimes you ride and you get ejected out the passenger seat through the windshield because you don't have your seatbelt on. because you weren't prepared to ride with a narcissist and take this trip. You get ejected through the seat. The narcissist is all buckled up and put somebody else in that seat. Now they got a new ride or die. You on the windshield dead. That's how it works right there. It's ride or die. Sometimes you die. You don't just get the ride or die. And a lot of, like I said, a lot of times if you are like, if the new supply, no, like, especially if the new supply was one of your friends and you told them what you've been through, like, look, they put me through hell. They treated me terribly. They did this, they did that. They hear that. They believe it. They listen to you, but they think that they are better equipped to handle it than you. So guess what? When that stuff starts happening, the stuff that you told them happens, when that stuff starts happening, they are going to be putting up with it a lot more than you are. They're going to be willing to deal with it. Like, I got to make this work. I told everybody I'm not going to look stupid. I told everybody that I'm better equipped. I'm told everybody that he's going to be happier than he ever been. I told everybody she's going to be happier than she ever been. So you put up with a lot more stuff. The new supply. That's one of the main questions I get. Are they treating the new supply better? Yes. Initially, yes. They are going to treat them better than they treated you at the end. But again, it's always better on the outside looking in. Nobody say if the narcissist discards you and finds a new supply, the best way to get over that is to go no contact. You have to go no. Don't watch, because if you're watching me on social media, it's showtime. I'm going to make you feel terrible, because I'm going to get everything that you wanted and needed. I'm going to make you feel absolutely terrible. I'm going to make you feel like you are the reason. I'm going to make you feel like you were not enough for me. I'm going to make you feel inadequate. I'm going to make you feel unequipped, ill-equipped to deal with me. I'm going to make you feel like you never deserve me. I'm going to make you feel like you never were enough. So you need to take a step back and stop watching my social media, because I'm going to do that. I'm going to target you with my happiness, with my smiles and stuff like that. So the new supply, are they treating the new supply better? Probably. You got to deal with that stuff. You know what I mean? And the new supply, like I'm telling y'all, the next person is the next person. Don't like, should you warn the next question? Should you warn the new supply? Sometimes they already know. Sometimes they already know. And if, like I said, in that previous story I told you, like, they already knew how they treat people. They already knew. They were cheating. Sometimes they were cheating on you with them. So they already know what they are dealing with. They already know what they're going into. So a lot, unless there's like some essay involved or some stuff going on with kids and things like that, I think you should warn them if that's involved, like something like some PEDO type stuff going on. You should warn them on that aspect of things, especially if they have kids or whatever, if they plan on having kids. I think you should try to warn them on that aspect. Or some SA is involved, you know what I mean? Some S assault is involved. Yes, you should warn them. But if they just treated you badly, it just comes off as, if they just treated you badly and yelled at you and stuff like that, it just comes off as jealousy to another next person. Like, you're just jealous. He said you would be jealous of me. He said all of this, you know. He said you would be jealous. He said you would do this to me. He said you would do that to me. He warned me already. So sometimes the narcissist has already warned the new supply that you're going to be reaching out. You know what I mean? They've already warned them about that. So that's why I say a lot of times it's kind of pointless to reach out to the new supply to warn them, because like a lot of times you look jealous. You do look bitter sometimes. You know, I'm not calling you jealous and bitter. I'm like, Lee, we're not jealous and bitter. We're just trying to warn them. I get it. Sometimes you just have a good heart and you want to warn them. Sometimes you do, but they're not going to believe you. They're getting love bombed. Why would they believe you? They have found the love of their lives, and they're going to think the ex, they're going to let the ex come in and ruin it. You're an ex for a reason. They'll say that too. You know what I mean? You're an ex for a reason. They'll tell you that. You're an ex for a reason. I'm more equipped to handle this person. I'm better equipped to handle this person. So I'm going, you had to do it. I'm good. Thank you for your warning. I am good. Peace. And they'll do you like that. It's like, so that's a lot. You don't warn the new supply unless it's within reason. Unless it's those reasons right there I give, don't warn the new supply. You know what I mean? Don't warn them. What questions have I asked? Is the new supply getting treated better? The new supply, should you warn the new supply? Kids. So, like I said, if you have kids involved, the new supply and children, if you have kids with your narcissistic ex or whatever, typically, they're going to be trying to move really, really fast in the relationship, because you know how narcissists move. We move really, really fast. So they're going to be trying to introduce the kids to the new person really, really fast, man or woman. They're going to try to introduce the kids really, really fast to love bomb the next person, to get the other person hooked. Here's my family. They're going to try to introduce them to the kids. They're going to try to introduce them to their family. They're going to invite them to cookouts and barbecues and stuff like that. And sometimes you might actually be there because you're still cool with their family. You get invited to a barbecue or a cookout, and they show up with the new supply. to the same cookout because they're cool. It's their family and you're cool with their family. They invited you because they got the cousins and stuff there. Just be wary, y'all. Just set your boundaries in place, like, because like they're going to try to introduce the kids, and that's to target you to make you feel bad too, to let you know, like, look, this is their new mom, this is their new dad. They are good. Don't worry about them. I got them. I got them. You know what I mean? So protect your peace. Like warning the new person, it could be beneficial to you sometimes, but not warning them could be beneficial as well. So protect your peace at all costs. This is what I gotta say. Protect your peace. And that loud, I want to ask some more questions about the new supply. I know there's a lot more questions out there, but you know, I don't like these episodes to ramble on because I do get off target. I do get off track a lot. And I do rant sometimes, but I'm not gonna rant today. Am I gonna rant? Quick rant. You are better than what you think you are. Stop allowing, because a narcissist tries to replace you with somebody, I know it's easy for me to say, don't compare and contrast yourself to the new person. Don't do that, because that's when you kind of start to point out your own inadequacies, and you start, like, especially if the new supply didn't know. The new supply doesn't know who you are. Don't just like, he left me for some fat chick. She left me for some bald-headed scalawag ass dude. Don't start doing that type of stuff, because sometimes the people don't know about you. They don't know you exist. They never knew you exist. And, you know, I guess people deserve, you know, some kind of semblance of, you know, respect. But anyway, y'all, if you're listening to this on Apple Music or Spotify or any other podcast, please hit me that 5-star rating, please. I really, truly appreciate everything. Like and subscribe to the channel. Mental Illness is out. More questions about the new supply, leave them in the comment section. Thank you.